the National Youth Orchestra of Iraq, tuning up for Heartbeat of Baghdad. The leader is Ani Melkonyan, an Armenian Iraqi from the capital.
In the beginning, Heartbeat of Baghdad reminds us of the past in kind of bittersweet thing, and then you find all the instruments getting louder, and it's the torment and the troubles in Iraq, all these things that Iraq went through, it's all in it. But there is also still hope, still peace. There is still hope, yeah. Hope.
In the audience, a symbol of hope, a baby just a few days old. The orchestra was created less than 2 years ago by a young Baghdad music student, Suhail Sultan, who was 17 at the time.
The idea just cropped up from nowhere. National Youth Orchestra of Iraq.
Just like that?
Just like that. I joined the Iraq National Symphony Orchestra. 70 members of different ages, different backgrounds. They were respectful of each other. They lived like a family. So I felt that if the people of Iraq could see this form of unity in the younger generation, this would provide a lot of hope.
A simple idea, inspired by Daniel Barenboim's Middle East Orchestra of Jews and Palestinians, was peace through music.
The orchestra members come from Arab part of the country and the Kurdish part, and at the first few days you see them in cliques and not really meshing in together. 3 to 4 days later you'd see them dancing in the bus.
Absolutely, says horn player Rania Nashat.
The greatest thing is that we've met Kurdish people playing with them. I've never done that in my life. And finding out how great musicians they are and what they can do is amazing too. It's lovely.